I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We're talking to Arthur Kobyrinsky. We're commenting on the rigor of the American people who have been basically educated. Educated, in other words, they've been put into a state of awe and prestige through their education, and they have been fooled into basically their labor has been the value of their labor, the value of their labor in childbirth as well, has basically been stolen from them, and we persist. We still act as good little patients, don't we?
Oh, the fraud. I mean, how many words describe deceitful or dishonest or fraud? The list is endless.
Yeah.
Hanky-panky is trickery, British deception, fraud. Shirk, to practice fraud or trickery. Bull, I mean, your papal bull, false talk, fraud. Bull, now, apparently old French bolle, deception, trick, scheming, intrigue, perhaps connected to modern Icelandic bull, which is nonsense. Says Christ to hypocrites, ye are all full wickedness, treason, and bull. There is no verb bull meaning to mock eat, which states 15:30. Off is act of fraud or swindle. Braid, craft or fraud. Pious is Latin pious. Dutiful, devout, conscientious, religious, faithful to kindred, inspired by friendship, prompted by natural affections, perhaps related to purus, pure, clean. Honest is also to be free of fraud. Frustrate, past participle of frustrare, or to deceive, disappoint, make vain, vain in error. Bullshit is eloquent and insincere rhetoric. guile, deceit, wile, fraud, ruse, trickery, from Frankish, trick or ruse. Sham, a trick or a hoax, a fraud. Wile, W-I-L-E, is trick, sly artifice, perhaps Northern French or direct Scandinavian source, which was tricked, craft, fraud. Deceit is French, old French, past participle of decevier or deceive. Deceit is a short and more energetic word for deceitfulness, indicating the quality. It is also but more rarely used to express the act or manner of deceiving. The reverse is true of deception, which is properly the act or course by which one deceives, and not properly the quality. It may express the state of being deceived. Fraud is an act or series of acts of deceit by which one attempts to benefit himself at the expense of others. It is generally a breaking of the law. The others are not. Entry for deceit in the Century Dictionary and Cyclopedia of 1902. Honest is free from fraud.
Well, so to be clear, there are some forms of fraud that are not illegal. Let's just put that out there.
Well, an actor on a stage is perpetrating a fraud. He is being deceitful for the entertainment of the patrons. This is why they are actors. Yeah, on a stage, the judge is elevated on a higher stage. Just amazingly trite and contrite deceptions, frauds.
Well, we talked about
now to take and unjustly enrich oneself. That brings us to baratry, sale of ecclesiastic or state's offices, from baratrere, deceit, guile, trickery, or from barat, malpractice, fraud, deceit, or trickery, which is of unknown origin perhaps from Celtic. In marine law, wrongful conduct by a ship's crew or officer resulting in loss to owners. From the 1620s, meaning offense of a habitually starting legal suits. From the 1640s, sense of somewhat confused with Middle English, baratri, or combat fighting. From Old Norse, barata, fight, contest, strife.
Well, does this have anything
an active
to do with
word in Middle English.
Does this have anything to do with a barrister, by chance?
Yes. Disturb the peace. Inciter to riot or bully. Fickle. Fickle is false or treacherous, deceptive or deceitful, crafty. Now, the actors call their work their craft.
Yes.
So did a witch, and so did a sorcerer. Call their trickery their craft.
And what do they do? They practice their craft. They practice their magic. They practice the art of acting. Any art is an artifice. Any artifice is a fraud. That includes medical. That includes anything out there where you have a bunch of words describing things. So this word prestige, again, you know, Harvard, Stanford, MIT. Prestige, when you go and you actually look at the roots, prestige is going back to the Latin, juggling tricks.
Yes.
Impostures. So that means your posture is not your own. Tricks, prestigiation, the playing of ledger domain tricks, a juggling, a prestigiator, a juggler, or a cheat. Juggling, consisting of impostures, practicing tricks, or juggling, is prestigious. Prestigious, practicing tricks.
Wasn't it a prestigious position to be an accountant? One who had to juggle the books?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, think of how prestigious it is to be a lawyer. Now, a trick, you know, going back to Webster's 1828, a trick is a... where is it? Juggling is in here somewhere. I was just reading
it. Is trick not another word for prostitution?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, as you said, Arthur, as above, so below. The whole thing is just one big giant string of definition. It's one word broken into a bunch of different words, and every word has to do with the other. To play tricks, to trifle, to baffle, to fold.
An optical illusion, a crafty or underhanded device, maneuver, stratagem, or the like, intended to deceive or cheat, artifice, ruse, or wile.
Yep.
Roguish or mischievous act, practical joke, or a prank, mean, foolish, or childish action, clever or ingenious device, or expedient, adroit technique, the art of or knack of doing something skillfully. A clever or dexterous feat intended to entertain, amuse, etc. A feat of magic or ledger domain. Behavioral peculiarity, trait, habit, or mannerism. A period of duty or turn. Stint, tour of duty. Card tricks.
I had to look that up. Ledger domain. It's DEMAIN. Sleight of hand. a deceptive performance which depends on dexterity of hand. A trick performed with such art and adroitness that the manner or art eludes observation. The word is sometimes used adjectively as a ledger domain trick. Does that not describe government? Does that not describe the legal profession? Does that not describe my grocer?
Are we having fun yet?
I know. I am, because I laugh at my own enslavement.
Well, let's look at the word fun. Diversion, okay. Amusement, mirthful sport. Earlier, a cheat or trick. From verb, to cheat or hoax. Which is of uncertain origin, probably a variant of Middle English phonin, befool.
I swear that we're not having fun. I swear.
Are you sure?
No, we are not tricking people today. We are the anti-tricksters. We are anti-ledger domain men.
Uh-huh. Why is fun in funeral?
Good point. Why is fun in Funyuns?
Funnest, portending death. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing sleight of hand and bag of tricks.
What's the matter? You can't find the word for once there, Arthur?
There's so many. The thing that I have to laugh at the loudest is me. My own inability for all of this was there for me to look at all my life.
Well, we have a.
So I have to laugh out loud at least.
We have a natural.
And congratulate the tricksters for how long they were able to pull this thing off.
Don't people have a natural tendency to avoid pain? I mean, so yeah, unless we take the time and go through the pain, we're not going to know this stuff.
Well, you know, the most amazing thing of this is that those that are perpetrating the tricks are unaware to the level they themselves have been deceived.
Isn't that always the way, though? I mean, don't you always sort of see that sort of play out in all the history and all the movies that the, you know, even compare that to our current military. How deceived are they? How proud of themselves are they to be prostituting themselves to government as mercenaries, and yet they don't even know the definition of what they're doing? I mean, that's pretty amazing sleight of hand, if you ask me.
Certainly, certainly. But in a world where one is congratulated or showing applause and accolades for a performance, whether knowingly or unknowingly walking into that performance, it's that immediate gratification rather than the peace of mind and the stillness of heart that we seem to be attracted to. You know, the baubles, the jewels, the shiny object.
Yes, well, I'm reminded of the remarks, the quotes from, what's his name, from the Diamond Empire, where he said, you know, working for the Rothschild Diamond Empires, he says, well, you know, the only way that we can ensure that we can keep a very high price on diamonds is to create a false scarcity, and therefore we can't let people know that you can just pick these things up off the beach, you know?
Right.
Exactly. Cecil Rhodes, yeah.
Oh, yes, but I mean, you have to remember the Rhodes Scholar.
Sure. So should we look up scholar? I'm almost afraid to.
Oh, why would you be afraid of any word?
Oh, I'll let you do it, man. Can you spell it?
Yep, S-C-H-O-L-A-R, scholar. Old English, scholier, student, from medieval Latin, scholaris, noun used of late Latin, of a school. Latin, see school. Greek, scholatias, meant one who lives at ease. Medieval Latin word was widely borrowed from the French escolier or escolier, Old High German scholari and schuler. The modern English word might be a Middle English reborrowing from French. Fowler points out that in British English, it typically has been restricted to those who attend a school on a scholarship. Oh, you got to be on the ship.
Ship is always a status, right?
Yeah. So, scholar, a learned or erudite person, especially one who has profound knowledge of a particular subject. Student, pupil. A student has been awarded a scholarship. A person, especially a child, who studies. A pupil. Student of merit in an educational establishment who receives financial aid, especially from an endowment given for such a purpose.
Well, so to be clear, if you're educated, you're an erudite, which means learned or well-instructed, accomplished, well-informed, taught, polished, instructed. But it comes because what this means, though, folks, is that we are all rude or from the Latin rudis, unskilled, rough, and unlearned. You see, ex or means out being out of an unskilled, rough, or unlearned state, to be erudite. So that's the definition of rude. So they're calling us who are unlearned, who are unskilled, who haven't taken the pains, unskilled, rough, and unlearned. We're the rude bunch, you see.
Oh, but here's this is where a little bit of study actually takes us a little further, because we can go to the word wise. Old English, wise, W-I-S, learned, sagacious, cunning, sane, prudent, discreet, experienced, having the power of discerning and judging rightly. From Proto-Germanic, wisaz, W-I-S-S-A-Z, or Z, cognates the old Saxon or Friesian Weiss. To see, hence, to know. Modern slang meaning aware, cunning. First attested 1896, related to the source of Old English, witten, to know, wit. A wise man has no extensive knowledge. He who has extensive knowledge is not a wise man. That is Lao Tzu, from the Tao Te Ching, from 550 BCE. Wise man in Old English, wise guy, is attested from 1896. American English, wise ass, from 1966. Wise, noun, a way of proceeding, manner. Way, fashion, custom, habit, manner, condition, state, circumstance. From the same source as wise, the adjective. Compare. Visa, wis, or vis, V-I-S, from Danish. Way or manner. Most common in English now as a word-forming element, as in likewise or clockwise. The adverbial wise has been used thus since Old English for sense evolution from to see, or way of proceeding, compared to cognate Greek idios, form, shape, kind. Also, course of action. Ground sense is to see, know the way. Wasn't it Jesus that said, I am the light, I am the way? The light is to see, and the way is the path.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know what to make of this, but when I looked up that ledger domain word, it said see light.
Of course. Now, light is a beautiful word.
Well, and it's interesting to note that there's two forms of light. Lucifer is light, and supposedly God or Christ is the light. So it's sleight of hand. Which light are you looking at? Which one are you supposed to go to? You know, come into the light. All are welcome. All are welcome. Yeah, don't go into light. Well, wait, I'm so confused.
The light, I'll just go through the dictionary. Noun, something that makes things visible or affords illumination.
Well, it'll stop right there. Now, does that mean that it is positive or negative? I mean, a Satanist is illuminated, right? He's illuminated by Lucifer. So how do you distinguish what that actually means?
All colors depend on light.
Yeah.
So if they're going to color anything, there has to be light. Illumination.
So you're a hue man? Is that what it is?
Ah, maybe. Physics, also called luminous energy, radiant energy, electromagnetic radiation, to which the organs of sight react, ranging in wavelength from about 400 to 700 microns and propagated at a speed of 186,282 miles a second, blah, 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 considered variously as a wave, corpuscular or quantum phenomenon. Similar form of radiant energy that does not affect the retina as ultraviolet or infrared rays. The sensation produced by stimulation of the organs of sight. An illuminating agent or source as the sun, a lamp, a beacon. The radiance or illumination from a particular source. The illumination from the sun or daylight. daybreak or dawn, when the light appeared in the east. Daytime, a particular light or illumination which an object seen takes on a certain appearance.
Ooh, appearance! Gotta love that
one. A device for the means of igniting as a spark, flame, or match. A traffic light. The aspect in which a thing appears or is regarded. The state of being visible, exposed to view, or revealed to public notice or knowledge. Limelight. A person who is an outstanding leader, celebrity, or example. Luminary. The effect of light falling on an object or seen as represented in a picture, one of the brightest parts of a picture, gleam or a sparkle as in the eyes, measure of or supply of light, illumination, spiritual illumination or awareness, enlightenment, architecture also called day, one compartment of a window or window sash.
Well, so let's go back to the notion of appearance, because that's actually very interesting when you're looking at this in a fictional way, as a fiction of law. We go back to our maxims, which, you know, what does not appear does not exist. Fact not appearing is presumed not to exist. Concerning things not appearing and things not existing, the rule is the same. A thing which is not made to appear is regarded as if it could not be made to appear and did not therefore exist. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So really what we're talking about here is we're making a appearance, an appearance, in sort of the dark light of that courtroom, right? We're appearing as something we're not. So literally this kind of appearance that we're making in court would be considered what? Evil?
Well, appear is, we'll go to the ones that are pertinent, to become or be placed before the public. Be published,
exactly.
To perform publicly as in a play, dance, etc., to attend or be present, especially to arrive late or stay but a short time, to come into being, be created, invented, or developed, law, to come formally, especially as a party or counsel to a proceeding before a tribunal, authority, etc.
Well, so what's the key word of light when you're in a courtroom, right? It's lie.
And what does lie mean?
To exist.
Ah, to exist. If I exist, or am I not existing?
It means
what am I existing as? The whole secret to me within the courts is, I am that, or I am thought, for what purpose? What purpose are you asking? For the purpose of handing me a check for $40 million? Fucking right, I am that.
Oh,
excuse my French.
Watch your mouth.
Sorry, sir. but if you're gonna write me a check.
You just said a very, very specific, undefined word there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's one of my favorites. Don't apologize.
But for what purpose? For what purpose are you making the inquiry? Inquiring minds would like to know. For what purpose would you like me to be present as that fictional entity? Are you going to pay me? I have a family to feed, and I have expenditures. And since you are a bank and you have the power to issue money at will, yet you don't have the power to grant that, I grant you the authority to write me a check. Write yourself one, too, so long as nobody gets hurt. Or is it your intention to deceive me?
That's a good point, because, you know, I've heard of people saying that, you know, right when that loan document is made up, go ahead and cash it and pay off the loan. Keep the money.
Well, here's the interesting thing about the loan. A loan, they actually have to give you something that exists. You actually create the credits by applying or writing the promissory note. It doesn't exist. How can anyone loan you what you created? It's an impossibility. It's like you baking a pie and then loaning it to your daughter. I'll loan you the pie, but you have to pay me back with interest. She created it. I don't think so.
Well, what would interest be on a pie?
Oh, I don't know. What would interest be on a pie?
Interest can only exist in this false money system, can it?
No, not necessarily. An interest is a devotion to. I have an interest in fine art.
Well, sure, but we took that word and we basically shoved a big stick up its butt and said, okay, now you are interest, you're a noun, you're a thing that's charged. Quite a different concept, right?
Oh, certainly, but the thing is, the courts only ever work in verb, adverb, verb. They don't like nouns. Nouns are no good to them.
The courts?
The courts.
No, everything's a noun. They take the verb and they create the noun. In other words, they can only use the names of things, not the real things. So I disagree with you there, sir.
Well, the noun, as they... nominative, the way they're using it, is only subjective. It's never objective. You're never the object of the sentence. You're always the subject of it. Otherwise, they have no presumption of authority.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
isn't English such a wonderful language? Grade 2 English.
Hold on. I'm just slitting my wrists right now.
That's going to go on your permanent record. Is it a hit? Is it a hit? Where's my royalties?
Well, you know, isn't that also an interesting word, sui side? You know, we do sui juris, and we sui this and sui that. Well, wait a minute, sui side? That doesn't mean what we think it does it?
No, it does not. But sui generis. Or Genesis, sui Genesis, one of a kind, unique, unlike any other. Suicide of one's own death.
Sure, but we have to define death, don't we? Are we talking civil death? Are we talking about spiritual death? Are we talking about the death of your actual being in this planet? What are we talking about when we say
death? Anderson's dictionary had the most beautiful definition of death that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, and it has to be a legal definition. So it can't, again, it has to be the subject of the word. It can't be the actual object, right? So it has
extinction of political existence, I believe, was verbatim, word for word.
So, extinction of the lie.
Extinction of the lie.
You fool. Yeah, we're figuring this stuff out, aren't we? Actually, at this point, like I said, it's just one big continuous string of words, right?
Uh-huh. Silence is golden.
Oh, man. This is crazy stuff.
It's a crazy, crazy construct.
Well, it is, and it's kind of like, you know, I always compare it to the Matrix, to that code going down the screen. It's just one big, long stream of words, always just being constant, like a computer code, just ones and zeros going.
Infinite, but ones and zeros are all that exist. Therefore, you have one thing or you have no thing.
Yeah.
You can't have the one thing without having the no thing, for otherwise you wouldn't have anything to compare the one thing to. It would just be is. Bill Clinton, depending on what your definition of the word is.
Is. Well, it's interesting, too. I always thought it was funny. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but the word no men is another word for name or noun. So no men allowed, I guess, when we're talking about names. It's only fiction, but just words. Worldly
men. Well, men is mind. And remember, Mensa, the Mensa Club. Men is mind. I can think. No thinking allowed with the no men.
All right, folks, stay tuned and listen to this song.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now.
Potty Mouse, Arthur Koberinsky, who earlier said one of my favorite words, but I will not repeat it. I want to talk to you, Arthur, about this notion of allegiance, you know, because one of the other funny things to me is going through school and standing up, pledging allegiance to the flag. And what we're really doing, interestingly, is pledging our allegiance to our sovereign, which is the people of the United States. And it's very interesting to me that the people are pledging allegiance to the people, which is the sovereignty. It means we're not that people. Allegiance. The tie, it's from Blacksforth, the tie or ligament that binds the subject or citizen to the king or to the government in return for that protection which the king or government affords the subject or citizen. It consists in, quote, a true and faithful obedience of the subject due to his sovereign, unquote, and is comparatively modern corruption of legions. which is derived from liege, meaning an absolute or unqualified. It signified originally liege fealty or absolute and unqualified fealty. Now, I'm going to ask you, Arthur, to explain what fealty is for people, but I want to finish this up. In the United States, it is a political obligation. That's what allegiance is, depending not on ownership of land, because remember, we're not the people. We have no blood inheritance rights. So really, our allegiance has nothing to do with the fact that we are have anything to do with the land, because we're not under the law of the land, that due process, but on the enjoyment of the protection of government. And it, quote, binds the citizen to the observance of all laws, unquote, of his own sovereign. Now, when we go and we say, oh, this is not fair, I don't like, doesn't matter, you're bound. You're you have allegiance. That's what personhood and citizenship is. And I really want to get that across to people, that the word king, we think of the word king as a single individual, but actually the sovereignty is king. King is not necessarily a singular noun. It is referring to a people or a nation that is sovereign. So there you go. When you're bound to the observance of all the laws of the sovereign, and God is not your sovereign, then government is your God.
Well, one of the things that you brought to light with that was the pledge. Now, pledge is to promise something to someone to give over as security for repayment. Also, promise faith to. From pledge, noun, and from Old French, plegier, mid-15th century, to stand surety for, be responsible for, to mortgage, meaning put someone under oath, is from the 1570s, or sense of to solemnly promise or guarantee from the 1590s, as in to drink a toast, or pledge as surety, bail, from Old French, pledge, modern pledge, hostage, security, bail. Probably from Frankish, to guarantee.
Hostage.
Hostage. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Germanic root meaning have responsibility for, cognates Old Saxon, pliegen, vouch for, Middle Dutch, plien, to answer for, guarantee, or Old High German, pflegen, to care for, be accustomed to. Old English, pleon, to risk the loss of, exposed to danger, see plight. Meaning allegiance, vow attested by drinking with another, is from the 1630s, sense of solemn promise first recorded in 1814.
We're back to promise, right? There's pledge again, the promise for allegiance. So, it's all the same word.
Right, but now here's the most beautiful thing about law. It can only ever exist in the now. Anything that has happened in the past is hearsay, and anything that is to happen in the future is a projection. Therefore, to speak in the now of only what is happening right now, for right now is the only time that truly does exist. Everything else is a construct.
Yeah, but see, the problem there is that every time you go into court, it's for a past event.
Right. Therefore, it's hearsay. So unless there is a fact attested to, sworn statement with two credible witnesses, there is no fact, therefore it's hearsay, it's a fraud.
But remember, the fact is truth, and the truth is a lie.
Only in a court where the agreement is to allow the judge the power to make shit up.
You know, someone actually I'll rescue you from that particular word. I gotta find it though. So what is fealty?
Fealty. Oh, fealty. Well, fealty was a description of property, a fee, alti, or person alti, fealty. You could have a fee simple. You could have a fee entail. A fee was a promise.
Well, if you're living in fee simple, I mean, that sounds so simple, doesn't it? What the heck does that mean?
Well, let's go to the actual definition of old English, old French, from the same Germanic word, cattle, livestock, movable property, possessions in livestock, goods or money, riches, treasure, wealth, money as a medium of exchange for payment. Fee. Cognates Old Saxon fihu, Old German fihu, fee, fi, fo, fum. Money or fortune. This is from the Proto-Indo-European pecu or cattle, which is why cattle are sacred in India. The other words, Anglo-French fee, from Old French F-I-E-U, fio, or variant fife, possession, holding, domain, feudal duties or payment. Fife, which apparently is a Germanic compound, which the first element is cognate with Old English fo. Via Anglo-French, the legal senses, estate in land or tenements held on condition of feudal homage, land, property, possession.
So
hence,
again,
fee simple.
So
absolute
again, now,
ownership.
Now, people absolutely knew what they were getting into when they were in a fee situation. They knew they were in a feudal system. They knew. The only thing they did with us is somehow alter the language to the fact that we have no idea that we are in an allegiance. We look at our little kids pledging allegiance to the flag and we think it's cute.
Well, hence no your idea. Degree system from your trickery of your prestigious universities. Exactly. A degree is nothing more than another false title. You either have a master's degree, you have a doctorate, you have a bachelor's degree, a BS.
Yeah, it's funny how a student can become a master and teach the next day. The whole concept of education, yeah, degree actually refers to a degree of crime. In other words, you're the only one that's going to be able to get permission from government to commit a crime, and you're assigned a flattering title to do so. I mean, you're given a piece of paper to do so. Hey, guess what, man? Shyster.
Oh, there's Shyster. A great word.
Unscrupulous lawyer. From 1843, U.S. slang, probably altered from the German Scheißer, incompetent, worthless person, and from Scheiße, which means shit.
Of course.
Noun, from Old High German, Schitzen, to defecate. Well, guess what? You know, every time you go into court, you're basically looking at a piece of shit in a black robe.
Uh-huh.
A shyster, an unscrupulous lawyer. How's that for etymology?
Isn't that fun?
Now, I'm not cussing here. I am using a real and genuine word here. Shit is not an acronym, it says. It has been taboo and rarely appeared in print. Even Shakespeare in the King James Bible has it, and it is a vulgar. They call it a vulgar word. Well, of course, because it means unscrupulous lawyer. Oh, funny.
To defecate.
I got you on this word.
Which actually says to purify. Cleanse from dregs, purify from the phrase defesa from dregs. From plural faces or feces. Excretory sense, first recorded in 1830. Defecation, American English from French.
Yeah. So that's what they have to do when they educate us. They defecate us, right?
Yep.
They make us unrude, man.
Cacistocracy, 1829. Government by the worst element of a society. Coined on analogy of its opposite, aristocracy, from the Greek kakistos, worst, superlative of kakos, bad, which perhaps is related to the general Indo-European for defecate. Kakistocracy, K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Look it up.
unless you don't give a shit. Gives lawyers in a whole new light, doesn't it? And yeah. When I say light, I mean darkness. Oh, it's so confusing. What are we doing here, man? This has been like a stand-up routine or something,
We have to put the element of comedy in it, for comedy is a part of any performance, is it not?
as actors, yes.
Did you want to look up the word comedy?
I was going to say, if we look up the word comedy, I know what it's going to say. I mean, jeez. Oh, man. An actor, you know, look up actor. It's a fantastic way of describing what we are as citizens, as artificial persons.
Yes, it does. Slapstick. Kamos, Greek god of joy and revelry. Revel merrymaking. See comedy.
Well, so we're back to fun, right?
Yeah, a trick.
Oh, you know, and that brings it all together, doesn't it? Because what do you call a prostitute? A trick.
Yep.
We got you guys all figured out, don't we? Shysters.
It is an amazing journey through the manipulation of language. For nothing is as it appears. For an appearance is to make something a seem so that is not real. In reality, it doesn't exist. Only in fiction or in a factitious manner can it exist.
Well, you see, and that's the problem. I mean, how long can a lie actually exist, right? Until it's uncovered, until it's said to be fraud, the lie exists. It lies in sustainability, just like the United Nations and its sustainable development.
Oh, that's a beautiful word. Sustainable? Oh, I love that word.
Dude, you love every word. Why don't you just admit it?
Sustainability, in reference to a legal objection from sustainable and ITY, general sense, in economics, agriculture, or ecology, by 1972. Sustainability is defined as a requirement of our generation to manage the resource base such that the average quality of life that we ensure ourselves can potentially be shared by all future generations. Development is sustainable if it involves a non-decreasing average quality of life. That's written by the World Bank, by the way, in 1994.
Which kind of life are they talking about? Civil life? Boy, you just never know with these guys. But since it's the World Bank, I don't really think they can consider us as living beings, can they?
Well, it's just unbelievable. It really and truly is unbelievable.
Well, we could do this probably for another 10 hours and not run out of material.
Not with 26 pages of the definition of the letter B.
I think you're right, man. Oh, jeez.
Therefore, anyone purporting to do business of any sort must explain themselves and declare their honest intention, otherwise they're acting in fraud.
Well, let me end on a somewhat positive note. And I don't mean positive law, because that's actually negative. Oh, so confusing. Back to the word light.
Light.
Now, if we go to the Bible and we try to understand what it refers to when it says light, illumination of mind, knowledge, not acknowledgement, but knowledge, understanding and wisdom, was found in him, Daniel 5:11. A window, a place that admits light to enter, from 1 Kings 7:4. In Scripture, God, the source of knowledge. Remember what God defined as Jehovah, which is the supreme or permanent being, the verb, the everything that is right now, as you said. God is knowledge. It's all around you, but it's covered up with a concrete jungle. God is light in 1 John 1:4. Christ is defined as light. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world, John 1:4. Joy, comfort, felicity.
Light. Without burden.
Yeah. Light is sown for the righteous, from Psalms 97:11. Saving knowledge. Well, do you have saving knowledge while you're in this system that we're talking about? No, because everything's a lie. You cannot have knowledge while you're participating in this fraud. It is all a lie. It is because there is no light in them, from Isaiah 8:20. Prosperity and happiness. Well, remember, happiness is one of the words, and prosperity is one of those words that's a legal word. It's capitalized in the Constitution, which means that it's a specific kind of happiness, and it's really not happiness because every word is a lie.
Well, I think it's Matthew 4:16, and the glorious inheritance of the redeemed.
There you go. What are you inheriting if you're actually redeemed in the quote-unquote blood of Christ? You're inheriting God, the earth, the air, the wind, the water, everything that is God. The understanding, or it's just, it goes on and on and on. The gifts of
Well, what does it say in the Bible about God being I am that I am? If you change the sound of A to ah, then it is I am thought I am.
Nice. A true Christian, a person enlightened, Ephesians 5:8, a good king, the guide of his people. Now, this is not to say that there aren't good kings. I've read certain aspects where the aristocratic kings, true aristocratic kings, had nothing for themselves and did everything for their people, and that lasts about a generation, and then the sons are absolute corrupted. We'll be back.
But the true.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
Alrighty, folks, we're back.
Blacksmith!
Well, this certainly has been fun. I got a message that someone... they said that we have a shtick going on there, Arthur, which... not a big fan of the Yiddish reference, but
Why not?
I guess you can You can expose the shtick by using shtick.
I love the Bible quotes where it says, "The kingdom of heaven lies within. Therefore, I am the king of my own dome, my own thought-generating machine, which is my heart connected to my brain, to my mind." Thought. Light is thought. It also says, God is said to dwell in light inaccessible. Well, the light within the interior of the brain, that which my eyes reflect inside of me, is the inaccessible light, for it is only my vision that sees that. I can explain it to another, but I am aware of it, am I not?
Yeah, true. I like this. I'm looking at the definition, big, long definition for light in Webster's 1828, and one of the comments, the definition is not encumbered, unembarrassed, clear of impediments, right? And then it says, unmarried, this is totally describing me, I guess, unmarried men are best masters, but not best subjects, for they are light to run away. So I guess I don't make a good subject because I'm not married. And that says a lot for the reason that they want people to be married to the state. Not to each other, but to the state. That's what marriage is. So
contractual, yes. Obligation.
Yes, yes. Very interesting.
Well, thank you for having me aboard.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I don't know what to say. You know, when you came on the first time, I think, when you came on, we talked about, again, that notion, especially in that 1889 William C. Anderson dictionary, of the concept as above, so below. And you really start seeing that. In other words, you know, every word that you look at, you look above it and you look below it, and you see the same basic thread connecting every word in the legal language. And you really start to see that, don't you, when you do something like we just did today, and every word just basically doubles back on the next. Everything comes back to the lie, to the fraud. It's all
the perfection of the deception is easy for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yeah. It's, you know, and we laugh about it. We can have fun with it because we see it for what it is. But, you know, this shouldn't be misconstrued, because we are talking about a horrible, horrible reality out there for people that that really need to wake up to this, that they're living in a lie. We are all living in a lie. And just exposing it, just talking about it isn't enough. We have to come out of this thing. We have to act upon our knowledge. It's not enough to just talk about this, and I think you'd agree with me there.
Yes, it's very much like when I first walked through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous a number of years ago, when I heard someone laughing. I thought, how can you laugh at this? Well, turns out laughter is a wonderful healing tool. It's just a tool in a toolbox. It's a perception.
Yeah. It's fun. Oh, no! But
that's why they call it the fun house.
Jeez, I just can't. I don't know which words to use anymore. I've said often lately that we should just stop talking, then all our problems will be solved. But I'd hate to have you not stop talking. But we'll have you back soon, and we'll have another shtick, another. They said it was a divine comedy. How's that for an insult or a I don't know what it was,
it's good brilliant.
Time. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate you joining me. We are out of time. Thanks, Arthur Kobyrinsky, the one and only. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.